Michael.
Well, I would agree with Jim. We are not, USDA is a domestically focused organization, and our department primary mission is the global competitiveness of U.S. agriculture. We do, however, have some of the largest science units in the world working on agricultural problems, and particularly on water and agriculture. The Agricultural Research Service, the Economic Research Service, and through my own agency, the Cooperative State Research, Education, and Extension Service, we have all the land-grant universities at our, not quite at our beck and call, but they work with us as partners to solve some of these water issues. Excuse me. One of the major things that we're very interested in right now is agricultural water security in the United States and how that impacts the global environment. We're very concerned that if we continue to see water shifting away from agriculture, we won't be able to produce sufficient food for our own country. And there is a fairly big challenge to producing, to meeting the food requirements of our country as well as the rest of the world. For perhaps the first century and a half of our nation, we've exported food more than we've imported. But over the last few years, we've actually had months where we've imported more food crops than we've exported. And that's a big shift for the U.S., which means the global markets are, they're actually working quite well, but it also changes the way we think about food and food security in our own nation as well as globally. In order to meet our water security needs, we've actually focused on five or six major issues. General conservation is certainly one is critical, and that's got to be done at a watershed scale. We're very interested, and we still have major efforts in irrigation efficiency that I think have a global perspective, and we heard a lot about that today. We're investing very heavily in biotechnology, and I think the challenges of biotechnology are obvious, but the solutions can be very dramatic as well. And just recently, we've tried to work, and we're beginning a partnership with Monsanto to talk about how can we look at drought and saline tolerant crops, and what might that be able to do to improve productivity on agricultural lands. Drought preparedness is certainly one of the major issues as well for U.S. agriculture. We have to stop mitigating the effects of drought and start preparing to deal with them ahead of time, recognizing that drought is part of the global climate cycle, and how we respond to that in agriculture is going to be critical to how we manage our water over the next few decades. We need to do a better job of economics and water markets, and that's been a major effort for us for the past few years with our partners at Economic Research Service. And then we're actively moving into the use of recycled water in agriculture. Many other nations have done this quite well, and the U.S. has only had a limited effort in this area, and particularly in California and Florida, but we believe that this is going to be a major source of water, really trying to match the right water, the quality of the water, to the actual crops that it produces in the U.S. And so even though our mission is very focused on the domestic issues, we believe that our international presence and how those are linked across the globe will be a major factor in the coming years.